Rotatoes! It's Friday and we are back with episode 2, part 1 of arc 7. I hope that you are enjoying this arc and ready to get stuck in to it. I'm just here to say really quickly, just in case you missed it, that we are back with arc 12 over on the Rotating Heroes Patreon featuring Lily Du, Ify Nwadiwe, and Erin Keefe. One of the funniest crews that we've ever had. I'm so excited about all these people. They pulled off an amazing arc, and I am so stoked for you to listen to it. We've got artwork on the Patreon, which you can go and check out for free. All you have to do is sign up as a free member, and you can see all the beautiful artwork that we just dropped. And there is so many goodies to come. Things I can't even tell you about right now, which are so exciting, and I'm really excited to talk about those. But if you want to get all of the latest updates on Rotating Heroes, check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon. You can literally sign up for free. And you probably already have a Patreon account. So it's like one button and you're just there for free. And then you get like cool updates from us. It's like so easy. Just go. Just go for the Patreon. Or don't. We love you for being here. Whatever. Thank you so much for being here, sweeties. And we will see you soon. Okay. Take it away, Pat Zach.
Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes podcast. I am joined, as always, so far for the second time by the Rotators of the Seventh Arc. Oh gosh, I like to point and do things that the audience can understand in this part. So I'm going to point in this direction to this person. A little bit of surprise. You are who?
Oh, wow. What an intro. Everybody at home, imagine you are sitting to Zach's left and he has just pointed to you. If you're imagining that, then you are imagining what just happened to me. Zach was sitting to my right and he pointed to his left, and I'm Dan Lippert. Hi, playing Dan. Sago Glegg.
As some people in this town might know him as...
Greg Saggy? Is that what it was?
I don't think Saggy was the last... Oh, really? Huh. No, it might have been.
Saggy Pumpkin Butt. Well, Dan, I don't even have to ask this question. Was that the best intro you've ever received?
Oh, I actually didn't have a huge problem with that intro. It did just leave... It was like almost a... sensory deprivation tank where it's like, all right, you've been given nothing.
Yeah.
How are you going to handle it? Do you want to say something funny? Do you want to just introduce yourself normally? And so it just was a moment where I had to really process it all.
Yeah. Like I tried to tee up a scenario where the intro was so bad that whatever you said would be good. Mm.
And again, I don't think it was a bad intro. I'm not trying to drag it. But you know, sometimes because I'm like so instinctually used to having to say something funny all the time. It was a lot worse when I was like 24 and a waiter, and I was like,
yeah, I guess sweating.
Jabba, jabba, jo-jo.
Yeah.
And like, so it's hilarious like, stuff like that.
So funny.
Jabba, jabba, jo-jo. My waiter's a Star Wars character. But sometimes there's just not something funny in that moment to be said, and so I'll get stuck trying to think of something funny, and then I hit that moment.
That makes sense. I think you nailed whatever, you know, the prompt was. I remember last arc, there was a lot about going from left to right, but, you know, audience doesn't necessarily see a podcast.
Right.
I wanted to reference that and to bring that back.
I think what's interesting here, this has been happening a lot because I started playing Fortnite with a lot of people over COVID. And we've all kind of been able to see each other in person a little more. And so everyone's seeing other people's Fortnite setups. And it's interesting
from what you imagine
when you hear
setup.
Someone to actually being at your gaming setup here.
Well, my desk has a, if you've seen me stream on Twitch, you're familiar with my setup. And that's where I play games right next to my regular work computer, which means it goes to show you why I don't get much done.
Those shouldn't be right next
to each other. Shouldn't be right next to each other.
So when I'm texting you Fortnite, you'll be like in the middle of a script and you'll see that pop on your computer and you'll be like, I'll just turn to my left a little.
No, I'll be playing Fortnite already.
I wasn't working on a script.
I thought about opening a script. Well, continuing this train in the general direction it's going, I'm going to point in that direction at this person who I'm pointing at now. Who are you?
What's up?
I think you know who you are.
I'm Jacob Wysocki, a.k.a. Grib. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing, Jacob? How is it going today?
Things are sick as hell, per use.
Sick.
Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm really deconstructing my opening in as slowest way possible, it seems like. But I'm having a blast with this group of people.
Best one yet.
Best one yet? Wow. And then you mean it?
Yeah.
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 Well, I guess I should pick up the pace a little bit and move on. We could do another 10-20 if you
happy
want.
To move on.
Okay, great. We'll bip on over to the last person who I'm pointing at with both fingers. I only have two fingers, by the way.
Real quick, can I just say that Zach is drinking boba with a regular size straw? Goodbye.
And I can't. No.
Sorry, I had to still let him know.
Yeah, and he's desperately trying to suck up the boba through the regular size straw, and it's not working.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
It's honestly like a Sisyphean task, it feels like.
Mm. Yeah.
Without, maybe that doesn't quite work, but it's close.
Yeah, rolling the boba up. I'm Reka.
Yeah.
I'm Reka Shucker. And I'm playing last name SpaghettiOs. Okay, just improvise that. Do you like?
I love it. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
It's canon.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, my SpaghettiOs. God.
Wow. I mean, that's a great reveal of a last name. And we're hopefully going to get a different reveal later on in this app.
We better.
Or is it big huge reveal. Tease?
After yeah. that.
For just a reminder, the reveal of it's just a little idea Grib's been kicking around.
The big reveal is a
it would be
idea.
I mean, let's hope we remember. Reka, how are you doing?
I'm so good. And I just want to say my favorite thing about your sort of intro was, yeah, I loved you guys breaking down the play-by-play.
Yeah.
That was really nice. We kind of get into the behind the scenes. I really like that.
So yeah. You're play-by-playing the play-by-play.
Yeah.
Breaking down.
Play-by-play.
Can I say that, what do we think about like a Kanye-style lyric, like Kanye 15 years ago, about someone giving heads, like in a way, the metaphor is being able to suck boba through a thin straw. Is there something there?
Yeah.
I feel like,
what is that?
How do we feel
sort
about
of
it?
Mean? What would that sort of mean?
I think that I you have the
it's like a
suction force.
She's yeah. a Dyson.
Yeah, like, I think it's trying to say, like, someone has a powerful suction, but you're also accidentally saying you have a extremely
clogged wiener.
Thin, which I kind of like about a clogged wiener.
Clogged thin, too clogged much, wiener. Too much. I don't smegma. I don't know. Yeah. You know.
I mean, 15
you
years
put yourself
ago,
there.
I put myself there.
You put yourself in a place where you had to say smegma.
I had to.
Here's my type 5. 15 years ago. Geez, what do we have? Plastic straws then?
Oh, nice. Whoa.
That's been my time.
No, you've still got 4 minutes and 50 seconds.
I got a little straw weenie.
What a quick panic.
Well, speaking of boba, no, there's no transition. Let's get into a little recap, shall we? Last episode, we started in Solinport, where Sago Gleg, having just defeated the Volks family with his friends Nance and John Daffodil, had taken up residence in the former Volks estate. Sago, in the middle of the night, heard sort of a weird beeping noise and went down to explore it in the basement of his house, where he found the frame that the Volks family had turned into this corrupted evil gateway, eventually cleaned by John Daffodil, just sitting dormant in the basement. Upon inspecting it, he discovered that there was a little light on the side, clicked it, and the whole thing came to life, filled with electric energy, and he was sucked through the portal. We then cut over to Grib, sad, alone, journeying on towards his homeland by himself, happening upon the very moment when Sago burst forth from this portal outside of an obelisk in the middle of the forest. Sago, now deep in the forest, found a new friend in Grib as they eventually realized that they're both familiar with Solemnport. And Grib was able to tell Sago about where he was at and journeying forth to find his Loxodon home. Eventually, they found themselves at a Tripp's pumpkin patch where Grib, for the first time in his life, really seeing Loxodons in person. It wasn't exactly what he was expecting, I imagine, but eventually they ran into a tour group guided by Uh-Oh. Uh-Oh, of course, a tour guide slash champion fighter of the town. as they met and got to know each other, they looked on towards the town of Pompa Pompa, where Grib was promised more Loxodons and the answers to what he sought in terms of what his people were like, when the volcano in the distance, Mount Truncus, began to erupt. It wasn't a full-scale eruption, but in the earthquake and plume of smoke that happened right afterwards, the animals around went nuts, and our new band of heroes had to help quell the panicked giant toad, giant sloth, and giant boar named Ginger, Posh, and
Baby?
And Cyrano. Oh,
and Cyrano, right. Yes.
Baby is an undisclosed animal. We've never talked about what baby or scary or sporty is.
I can't wait.
Well, we'll eventually find them.
Yeah. I hope to get with those friends.
Yeah. Dad, you get it.
From there on, they started their journey off to Pompa Pompa, and that's where we are today. You all are on the path headed into town. You have your new tour guide, with you. This family that was riding the Segways, they've decided to just go home on the Segways.
That's going to be another $2,000 on my paycheck.
Whoa, $2,000?
Yeah.
That's good pay. I mean, I guess I don't know inflation around here.
Monthly. Or like the
$2,000 a month. Mm. Are you losing a whole month's pay because his family left?
Yeah. Oh. People always steal the Segways. They're so nice.
Oh, they stole the Segways.
They stole the Segways. Right.
Should we chase them?
Let's go. Let's get out of here. You see, just like further down the path.
Wait, please come back. I want you to.
Do you want me to get the Segways for you?
I mean, is that too much trouble?
Not at all. I can tell this guy is incredibly ineffectual.
Let's go. I'm the man.
Let me clarify. It's not because you guys are just big men entering my life. It's because it's actually not legal for me as a tour guide to chase down my tour group. They remain my tour group for life. It's sort of like a professor-student kind of relationship. It would be wrong for me to beat them up.
You'll always be in that position.
Yeah, I'll
for
always
them.
Be their tour guide.
It's always wrong for a professor to beat up a student.
No,
under no, there are no circumstances.
If it's their student, it's wrong.
Yeah.
If it's someone else's student, you
jump kick them in the head. Yeah. Yeah, you see this like kind of dusty trail before you going, you know, the continuation of these like sort of redwood trees with these like pine needle, these reddish pine needles from your kind of sense memory that you have of this place and the dream that you had, Grip. Yeah, the path lays open before you.
I just quickly cast Mage Hand, my cantrip, and I have the hand break off a few like sticks from some of the branches. And like in Big Daddy, he throws the sticks as they're going downhill on the segways and tries to like clog spoon. Up.
I'm going to say this guy has a +0 to his dex. I'm going to say that this is going to be a dexterity, since it's a cantrip, a DC 10 dexterity saving throw in front of the board right now to see if this dad goes down. You see this guy go, I'm the man, and go, fuck! And as the stick hits the front of his wheel, it goes sideways. The Segway spins around in a circle and knocks all the other Segways down. The whole family goes down like the Doyle family from Billy Madison.
Yeah. Whoa, cool.
This shitty family has been defeated.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I mean, this Segway is...
You're my tour guide. You're not allowed to do
that. I didn't do it.
He did it.
He did it.
All right.
I look the guy in the face and I kind of snarl at him.
You're a Loxodon?
No.
Oh, I knew that.
Can only Loxodon snarl?
No. You just, I hit my head pretty hard. Babe, son, I'm going to teach you guys a lesson about how to be a man. And it's actually walking away from scenarios like this.
Hey, kids. The, every lesson in your life should be to do the opposite of what your dad is.
The kid just nods at you and gives you a thumbs up.
A thumb back. I hope you enjoyed your tour.
They just begin to walk. Yeah. You guys are walking in the same direction.
But we can take the segues, right?
I mean, the segues are free now. Yeah. You can leave them in the dust.
Okay, yeah. We got to take these. We'll eventually return them.
Sure, yeah. No problem. Yeah, my pleasure. I'm happy to.
I didn't say thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Quite the magic man.
Yes, I am a bit of a magic man.
Amanda Magic.
Where?
I don't know.
Is he named? Back into the tattoo. Back into the tattoo.
You see this spore creature just turn to spores and get sucked back into Grib's tattoo.
We might need him if we're riding these because we need to ride four of them. Unless someone can carry a Segway behind them while we're riding.
There were only, I guess, yeah. There's just one. Someone has to carry a Segway.
Can I go one leg on one leg on the other?
Yeah, you can do double Segway.
Double like chariots.
Yeah. Give me an acrobatics check.
Okay, that's a natural one.
Okay. No. Yeah, one of the Segways careens off into the woods.
Like, don't worry, boys. I got this. I hit on, and then what?
And then the second Segway just peels off to the right, like in that second Harry Potter movie with the living car. It just like goes into the brush and disappears.
Well, huh? That's another $700 that's coming out of my paycheck.
What a show! So early on.
I'll say you guys head into town. You just blow past this stupid family. Grib, you look up and you see yourself coming into the city proper of Pompa.
Pompa, Pompa.
Pompa, Pompa.
Pompa, Pompa. You notice that when you get in that it seems like as you get closer, the town is structured. It's like in this valley underneath this volcano. Sort of three tiers. The bulk of the town or the city is on this bottom tier. You look around, it's like, it definitely, very like, this is where all these shops and, you know, restaurants and things like that, there's a lot of commerce happening in this area. And then higher up, you see like, sort of like these mausoleum looking structures on the second tier that you're maybe not sure of on first glance. And then the third tier, you see like a small crop of these trees that we've seen around, like, but growing within the city. It's sort of like this like glen within the city. You do notice that everything has this sort of Greco-Roman looking architecture. It's very very columns everywhere.
Is
like,
it white like that as well?
Upon a closer inspection, like there are some that are painted white, but like you know that the, like, maybe make a nature check, I would say.
Cool. 30-20.
Looking at the buildings and stuff, you know, it's like this sort of like concrete-esque building material, if you don't know exactly how it's done, but like something about it, you're sniffing with your trunk, you're sniffing around with this sort of like independent, almost like it has its own personality, it's sniffing around. You notice that it's like something about it feels like the volcano itself, and you realize that this is made of the volcanic ash. Like something about that ash is how they made these columns.
Interesting.
And made a lot of the structures here.
This is magnificent to take in. This is unlike any town I've ever seen.
It's overwhelming. I agree.
It's a really, really relaxing place to be. I love it here. So calming, so soothing. Pumpkin for days.
You see people walking by, you know, there's people selling pumpkins. there's just almost always whole pumpkins, never just done in any, like, never cooked, like,
no puree, no pie.
Yeah. The only exception to this, you see people drinking pumpkin wine. It's almost like there is sort of a wine culture to this place.
Cool.
Where, like, it's like vineyards of pumpkin. Mm-hmm.
People smashing pumpkin with their feet.
Yeah, pumpkin stomp.
It hurts so much.
Ow, 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 ow. Bellissimo, ow, ow.
They're also Italian, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking around. This is like, it's like walking into, I don't know, like Disneyland almost, it feels like. There's just so much civilization here, especially after being in the woods by yourself for over a week and having that before that, like traveling by, you know, with people, but through the woods as well. This is almost like overwhelming with the amount of like civilization.
I'm sure it's loud. Just, there's like, yeah, a lot of hustle and bustle.
Like people just like selling togas. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, like knife sharpening. There's all, there's like, it's just very lively.
Yeah.
In this space.
Grib's trying to take it all in and he indeed is overwhelmed. Where do you start?
Yeah.
Where does one start? You finally made it to Disneyland. What's the first ride that you ride, you know?
Uh-oh would know this, but like on first glance, like there's a lot of shops. It's like hard to you know, tell what is what there, but like, I think the kind of shops that would stand out to you probably is like, there is like a tavern, like a wine kind of tavern. There's a lot of spa signs. You see people carrying big buckets of mud around. And then there, you know, it's like kind of this like Ojai Palm Springs kind of, not maybe like not look in terms of the actual architecture, but like, in terms of what people are trying
to do. The amenities and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look at these people like carrying the mud and I'm thinking about my long journey and it's probably been a long time since Gribbs relaxed. It's like, there's so many things that I need to participate in and so much information that I want to garner, but I could see something kind of nice about having a spa day.
We should absolutely have a spa day. I know the 30 best spas in town. How many of them you want
to
go to?
Wow. To me, a spa day is like one night long.
Yeah, if you do one, you go to one location. Is that not how you do it here?
What do you do?
You can do it however way you want. I want to make this experience good for you guys. I am still your tour guide, okay? For life.
For me, my understanding of our situation is we're kind of friends working together. I'm not going to pay you for any of this.
You'll pay me. I can tell. You'll pay me.
Yeah, again, this is sort of feeling was sort of thrust upon me as a pro bono sort of it. But it, yeah, sure, we can figure it out down the line.
It definitely feels like you're in like Europe for the first time and you're like, this is definitely the good restaurant. Like, this is, you know, classic Parisian food in here.
I know the best spot. It has mud baths. It has dirt baths. It has pumpkin water as far as the eye can see. It's really, really incredible. Do you want to go there?
Absolutely. I've always been drawn to a bit of a mud bath and it makes so much sense why I'm such a dirty boy.
Do you also like mud?
I love a spa day, mud for a spa day. I wouldn't say I'm like a roll around in the mud kind of guy, but I, you know, I'm known to eat toilet here and there. That's a
excuse me, you're known to eat toilet?
What? I eat toilet.
So does that mean that you take a chomp out of the porcelain? Or?
But, it's more like I'll eat whatever food it... never mind, I'm a graphic designer.
You see that
I'm
y'all are standing designer. Like really close to like outdoor seating, like that kind of thing where it's like a walkway slash like so. People... Yeah. They're just like... People just like kind of looking up at you like...
I was trying to eating? Cover because she doesn't want them to look too weird. He meant pumpkin.
Oh. He eats pumpkin, honey. He doesn't eat toilet, he eats pumpkin.
Well, I could hit a spa, maybe one that serves some of this pumpkin wine, if that's possible, and do a little hair of the Loxodon, if you will.
What?
hair of the Loxodon.
And then again, he has that feeling of like, what the fuck? And then
is
he
this
looks
guy cool.
I'm so sorry about you.
This couple sitting here at this table, like, I think he means like hair of the dog.
He said hair of the pumpkin.
Hair of the pumpkin? He means hair of the pumpkin.
I can't keep covering your ass.
I figured it out. I just need to say pumpkin for everything.
You see that this the state's actually going well now after giving them something to talk about.
In 30 weeks they're like engaged.
They just needed like a common enemy or whatever.
Yeah, they were just like they were struggling and then you see like something happened here. The guy winks at you and throws you one gold coin.
Oh, thanks, bro.
He meant pumpkin. He meant thanks, pumpkin.
I can't keep covering for you guys.
Hey, just play it cool, man.
Be cool.
Like, I'm assimilating pretty chill, you know?
Well, everyone here looks like you. It's easier. I mean, not you, you know.
Everyone here looks like pumpkin.
Greg! I'm different. I'm at the end of my rope, Greg.
I think I'm just not going to talk. I'm just not going to pumpkin.
Oh,
there we go.
Hey, you make sense.
I will say, you guys leave these people alone.
There's like a, there, 30 or 40 spas in the area. But there is one close by that's a little more of a casual vibe. That's not like a detoxy one, more of that, like, you know, you could get some pumpkin wine and chill out at. And it's called the Tuscan Tail. It's just around the corner.
You're going to want to go to the Tuscan Tail. Everyone there is so nice. All the amenities are pretty good. The food, okay. The wine, excellent.
All right. Cool.
Sounds like a party for me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, okay food is fine with me because I'm known to eat pumpkin.
You see these elephant ears like 100 feet behind you kind of like twitch. Like they definitely
hurt. I almost got pissed.
It just feels like they're the ones being stereotypical.
Your chair back up.
He needs pumpkin.
You guys run away. To the Tusk and Tail.
What a great name.
Yeah, it's like this, like, kind of, you go in, the lighting is kind of this soft, you know, doesn't hurt your eyes after, like, coming in the, like, hot sun. It's kind of, like, a cool, like, interior of a stucco kind of building vibe. There's just, like, ambient pulse-like music that's, like, not real music, but, like, has the
just
sort of, like...
It's not silence.
Yeah. There's, like, a little water feature.
This recessed lighting was put in here 10 years ago by famed architect Elephant Tail.
Elephant Tail.
Did somebody say Elephant Tail?
Yes.
You look up and you see...
Whoa.
Oh my God. Everyone be cool.
This is... I designed this place and I'm actually the owner and operator. Welcome to the Tuscan Tail.
Oh, you're Elephant Tail.
I am Elephant Tail, yes.
Cool. Can I ask questions like I'm learning, not like I'm judging anything?
Be careful.
First time I've talked to you, I don't know why you're being...
You're right. I'll save the questions.
But if you want to ask a question, by all means.
So is it common to just name your kids after what they are and what, like, I don't... If I had a kid, I wouldn't name him Maine Cat or anything like that.
Listen, I think we're trying to have a good time here, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to relax.
Yes, absolutely, Elephant. I mean, Mr. Tail, yes.
Grib is so embarrassed. He's like almost beet red out of his gray cheeks. Like,
I'll show you how it's spelled, and he writes it on a wall, and it makes sense.
And whatever it is, it makes perfect.
You see how it clears that up?
Yeah.
You see how that clears it up?
See?
Yeah.
See?
I'm not going to ask any more questions. I think I should take my own
advice. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, well... Welcome. Gosh, you look... Something about you is very familiar to me.
He's one of my tour group guests.
It's actually my...
I'm not sure that's...
That's not my main... I have to say, that's not my main characteristic.
Gosh, your voice sounds so familiar.
It doesn't really.
Yes.
Well, this is actually my first time here. I've traveled quite far to find my people.
Huh.
I'm Grib, and he puts his trunk out.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I remember... He takes your trunk, does sort of like a... He daps you up with his trunk. It's like...
Feels cool to dap. Grib feels cool.
You just kind of go with the flow of that, and it's like, great. And he's like, I can't place it, but I know that I've met someone like you before, I think.
Wow.
I would love for you to rack your brain as we relax, because, you know, if I could, you know...
You know, I'm not good with names. My name's Elephant.
If you remember, please don't hesitate to ask. I'm trying to find, I don't know, my roots here.
Your what?
My roots.
Sorry.
R-O-O-T-S.
R-U-T-Z.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let's not fret over it. I'll keep thinking about it, but you can do 3 for the mud baths? Is that...
Yes.
I hate to say this, but I ended up here in a certain circumstance that made it so that I don't really have anything on me. I don't have money. I have this one gold coin I've come across. And
he still owes me.
Well, we'll talk about that. So I'd love to enjoy the spas on maybe an IOU situation or maybe
Are you asking me or one of your friends to cover you?
Well, could I come in for free? I guess I'll ask you first.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
What are you, a celebrity or something?
He might be Amanda Magic.
No, no, I'm just Greg. I'm
Wait a second. He holds up a picture and looks at you side to side. Are you this sort of silhouette of Amanda Magic?
Who drew this picture? None of you have seen Amanda Magic, right? She's like...
No, I haven't, but I've heard legend.
So who drew that picture?
I did when I tried to think of what Amanda Magic would look like.
Oh, is it close?
Oh my God.
I think. Looks at everyone with a word.
It doesn't look like me.
No, it doesn't. Someone else does. For another day, I guess. Listen, I don't know you, and I'm not going to get out of here.
Okay, Greg. I'll spot you. I wasn't going to go. I'm your tour guide. I can't spa with you. I'll spot you, but you have to promise to pay me back in addition to what you owe me for the tour.
That's very fair. I will do that.
Okay.
You can't spa with us?
I'm your tour guide.
Well, what if we fired you as a tour guide and you showed us around as a potential new friend?
It's not a bad inquiry.
His brain almost explodes. She doesn't have a ton of friends. So the idea that someone would want her as a friend and not a tour guide is really insane to her. You want to... And also the idea that she'd be fired is also insane to her. You want to fire me?
Or just go our separate ways.
Someone comes in with pumpkin waters. Like,
thank you, Thamma. Here you go. Grib starts to undress.
This is the lobby? This is the lobby.
I'm still in the lobby. Thank you. Too sorry. I am a bit excited to get started.
I guess if you wanted to fire me.
Uh-oh. You are simply the best tour guide that I've ever interacted. However, you're so good at your job, you've completed it entirely. You're fired.
I've never been fired. I'm going to take a picture of this moment. It's the first moment I've ever been fired. This is your first time in a spa. Probably ever.
I've never relaxed.
It takes a little selfie. She took one back with the other tour group. Now this is her second photo on her phone for today. And she puts down the money for three little mud baths.
Incredible.
Three little mud baths, please.
Nothing too big.
He winks. Little mud baths.
He winks, and then you see him put that Amanda Magic picture back in his pocket and shakes his head a little bit.
Hated that.
You can tell by the way he put it in, that's like the forefront of his pocket. He has to get through that to get to his other things.
His keys are like buried in there. It's super inconvenient. You all head into this spa. It continues on with this sort of lower level of lighting. There are changing rooms back here. You're able to get into these sort of like fluffy robes and go through this sort of changing area to like these big mud baths where you see a lot of Loxodons just lounging in this sort of hot room with these like, it's like very like jacuzzi-esque. Mm.
The robe fits Grib.
Yeah, this is a robe designed for your shape, and
has a tail hole. Like it works. Yeah. It's like
you have never before. Put clothes on that fit you this well. It's a robe, but
yeah. I think it has beautiful. A little mini robe for the trunk too.
yeah, you see these. A lot of people have these little like robe trunk warmers.
Yeah, I just get in the. I'm just gonna head straight for the mud.
Grib, you feel the. Weeks of anxiety of being on the road, so to speak, melt away as you get into this luxurious bath. You know, like bubbles popping up in the hot mud around you. People are like smearing the mud all over their face and trunk.
Yeah, I'm using my trunk to smear it on.
Yeah, it's a lot of a lot of trunk work happening.
I think Grib really just takes a big. Deep breath and is looking around. Has he been joined by his colleagues?
Yeah, let me know what y'all end up doing.
Is so petrified to step in because she's only toured it. She never actually experienced it. So she like puts one toe in and screams briefly. And
everyone looks.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm having fun for the first time.
She's having pumpkin, I see.
God, see, you're fucking me up now.
I think it's an impossible way to talk.
She gently lowers herself in and feels all these, like, all this tension leave her body. This, like, new sense of self-care. Like, wow, I deserve this. She instinctively is also like, the jets in this tub were put in 1987.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Sago, you're in this room. It's about truly 8 a.m. your time. Yeah. You've had, like, kind of a full day already, and you're just like... You ever have that kind of day where, like, you're doing something and you look around and you're like, God, how did I get here? Mm-hmm. Like, how is this my day? And you're experiencing that at, you know, like, it's almost like a, like, airport travel day where you're like, suddenly I'm in a new city and it's the beginning of the day.
Yeah, I am like, I need either to go lay down until tomorrow morning or, like, reinvigorate and check back in on the day. But what would be real nice is just a little pumpkin wine to ease the tension, and then another dip right in with these two to let that all go away.
You see Elephant Tail come back in with three glasses of wine.
Mm. I can't believe the architect is serving us.
I just remembered. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why it wasn't obvious to me before.
No, yeah, I'm just a graphic designer.
Sorry?
I'm just a graphic designer.
I was
designer.
Talking to him. But
oh,
like,
yeah.
You're a graphic designer.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
So, you know, I work in architecture. I do a lot of graphic design as well.
Awesome.
So, like, what's your favorite part about graphic design?
Yeah, what is your favorite part about graphic design?
I actually was sort of wondering that. I've always wondered that about graphic design.
Everybody, you around? Listen up.
Everyone's ears are...
the wings... Wingdings. The font Wingdings, probably. And
the font Wingdings is your favorite part of graphic design.
Is that the one with the envelope letter?
Yeah, yes. Very good. Very good. So another favorite here. But I don't love talking about my work at all.
Oh, yes. You're trying to relax. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm
sorry.
I will let you, I'll let you go. Okay.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I'm just cooking up some ideas for design. All right. I look down to see if I have an erection.
I'll let you answer that.
Have you taken a sip of the wine yet?
Not yet.
Can I roll a perception check to see if he's shaking?
Who?
Dan's character.
Yeah.
Shaking.
He's got the shakes. He's been like, if I could just get some wine.
Oh.
18 plus 7. Or no, plus 7. So
25. What? How's Sago doing?
Yeah,
he's not doing great. I mean, a mix of like, hasn't had his like greasy breakfast for his hangover or a little something to take the edge off.
The last we checked on Sago, he was like hoping to get his life kind of turned around in a certain way, but like other like life stuff has come up and like made that hard
because it's
like,
only been a couple days.
Yeah, it's
right?
Only been a couple days, so you haven't quite gotten
it, it was like this happened on a Thursday, I think, and so he was like Monday, you know, that's the flip around day.
Got
so
it.
You know, he had Friday, Saturday, Sunday to kind of finish his past
and
life.
Then suddenly you are in Pampa. So, you got a little wine. You're may or may not be erect. I don't know.
No. Good. At ease, that's what I thought he was suggesting.
Okay. Anyway, I understand what you're saying.
You were saying you recognize somebody here. Sorry.
No,
obviously not me.
Sorry. Your name was Grib. I saw from
Yith.
I should have thought of this earlier. You sound so much like one of the Nine Umbrate.
The what?
You know, the sort of leaders of the town, the council.
The not... Who?
Which is one of those
somebody
guys.
Just like...
You know, they're sort of up on this upper tier that we don't necessarily engage with that often.
And what are they called?
It's a really cool name. It's the Nine Umbrate.
The Nine Umbrate.
You know, it's sort of denotes how there are nine of them, and it's probably the best way to say it, the Nine Umbrate. It's sort of the
and
council
I sound
that
like
meets-
one of them?
Yeah, one of those guys sort of sounds like you, I believe. I'm not.
Do you have his name or?
I'm kind of apolitical. I don't like to get involved.
Interesting.
Never meet
very
your
helpful.
Heroes.
And they live at the top tier.
They're on the top tier. Yes, they don't come down here that often, but they're the ones that sort of decide what goes on in the town and really kind of do all the infrastructure-y kind of things and big decisions that go on.
Perhaps somebody that sounds like me might have more information about me.
That makes sense to me.
Before you go, since I've got everybody here, can I just spitball something with you guys?
Woohoo! Thank you, Past Zach, and thank you for listening to this arc 7 of the Rotating Heroes podcast. And if you're ever curious as to why at the end of every episode Zach says, we'll be back next week with the arc bark, and then there isn't an arc bark, it's just like the next episode, that's because these were, well, previously recorded old episodes, and actually these are episodes that we put out on the Patreon in their full and glorious form, and then the week after they come out, we release the arc bark. So if you want to hear those arc barks, the only place to get those is on the Patreon. So head over to there. There's a link in the description below. But until then, I want to say thank you so much for listening to Arc 7 with your rotors of this arc, which are Jacob Waisaki, Dan Lippert, and Reka Shankar, with your DM, Zach Oyama. And this episode has been edited and produced by Zach Oyama and me, Jasper William Cartwright. Until then, we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Oh.